Welcome back to Are We Enlightened Yet? Welcome to our 8th episode, I believe. We're going to switch it up this time, and instead of doing it at the end of the episode, thank you for being here. If you like it, please subscribe, give us a 5-star, a written review would be amazing, and if you could share us with your friends, tag us on Instagram, help us get out there more, that would be amazing. Yeah, how are you, Sid?
Cool. I'm doing great today. It's been one of those weird days where just, like, tensions feel high and, like, I don't know. I'm getting, like, irritated by the smallest things today, and it's just, yeah, one of those days.
Yeah.
But overall, like, yeah, I'm doing just fine.
So. I feel like there's a lot of highs and lows in the world right now, and it's a lot to shift to every day, adapt to, and just a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And it's, yeah, it's especially, like, if you're... yeah, I don't know. I find I'm, like, trying to, like, process everything while not overexposing myself to everything, too. You want to stay in the loop with what's going on, like, the political level and the social level, but it's, like, it gets to be so draining, and it, like, triggers you. Like, I get, like, mad at some of the things I see and hear, and that's kind of just been where I've been at today, so I'm happy to be here with you guys, and just to just tune everything out for a little bit and just talk about this topic of rest today. But before we get into that, how are you?
I am good. I feel like I just had a big energy crash. So it's a good thing we're talking about rest. I'm feeling the same. Honestly, it's been really nice to be able to go out and socialize and do different things. But I also find that I'm really struggling with resentment. That kind of came out of nowhere for me, which is a weird, I don't like feeling resentful. But it's been a weird experience to kind of be quote unquote allowed out again. While people have been able to continue to do that. I'm just, and that's not to say I'm on any side of the spectrum. I made a decision for myself. I want everyone to make a decision for themselves. But it's just it's a very weird feeling. And so, like, working through that has been way more challenging than I was actually expecting it to feel. I thought I would just be, like, excited and be like, woo, let's go. But it's actually been really emotional. Like, I went to a yoga class last night. And I hate yoga, honestly. I never go to yoga classes. I was so excited to go, but, like, I started crying on my mat to, like, actually get to be there. And then I cried in my car on the way home to, like, get to be there and be able to, like, move my body around people. I don't know, it's been a weird experience. It's been a lot to process, and then, like you said, there's just, you want to, you know, stay aware but at the same time not take everything in, so I'm just finding it quite challenging.
It is hard, and it's, like, valid that you feel, like, resentment too, because if you made a particular choice, you were done dirty. And that's a shitty thing that we had to go through that. And it's just stupid.
And, like, I think both you and I are on the side of, and this isn't, I know everyone's like, I didn't come here to hear about this, but we're just being honest. Like, this is, you know, first of all, it's our fucking podcast and we'll talk about what we want. I feel like we put our heads down to be like, okay, this is fine. And then when everything kind of changed again, you're like, oh, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That was brutal to actually try and get through. And unless it actually affected you, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I think, as I said to you, like, in the beginning of things, when the whole world was shut down, we were all in it together. And it didn't matter because nobody could do anything. But when you get to watch people do stuff, I don't know, it's just shitty. It feels shitty.
It is, yeah. Because it's like, we all have this sense of wanting to belong in the world and, like, in, like, the social sphere. And just because you make a certain decision with your body, all of a sudden you're not allowed that. Like, that's just...
Yeah, it's been tough. And it's like, you know, I'll always... My camp for this is that it's your choice. Your body, your choice, across the fucking board. I will fight that in every possible way. I've always been very vocal about that. So to have it kind of be such a, what seems to feel like a black and white issue lately, is really hard for my brain to understand, you know? It's just a lot. It's just a lot for our human brains and our bodies to figure out and process and, you know, navigate. And, like, to see the cruelness on both sides of the camps has been, like, has been really hard to see humans be so disgustingly cruel.
Yeah. Just so divided. And, like, we keep pushing against each other and pointing fingers and...
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
And nobody's listening. Yeah. No. Like, nobody's listening to each other and actually listening to personal, like, personal stories. It's all just hearsay and I don't know. So I'm doing good. I'm just, I feel like it's all kind of now hitting, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and we'll ebb and flow like we have for the last 2 years. We'll shift and we'll get through it and
we'll keep trucking.
We'll just keep on trucking in the free world. Well, okay, enough of our chat. If you're still with us and didn't stop because we offended you, thanks. let's get into it. So we're talking about rest today, which is actually one of my favorite topics. I have a very unpopular opinion when it comes to fitness and in the coaching world and nutrition and all of that on rest. So I'm excited to talk about this. So what's your current relationship with rest?
I mean, currently I find that I've been embracing it a little bit more. Rest has always been something I like resisted because I mean, we're in a culture that we're conditioned to always be in this like state of like hustling and like working and being productive, and that was my mindset for the longest time, and I would always feel guilty whenever I did take that rest. But I guess I just kind of diving more into like my personal journey and getting more in tune with myself and my needs and realizing how valuable rest is for me, I've been leaning into it a little bit more and like learning to like listen to the signs that my body gives me when it is needing rest. And like, because before, whenever I would get those whispers of like, oh, you need a rest, you need a rest, I would just like try to like push past it and just force my body to keep going forward. And that only works for so long. Like, that's not sustainable. And I found that out the hard way a few times, just whenever I got like sick or, you know, or opportunities fell away because I wasn't allowing myself to say no to these things that were draining me or keeping my plate like too full. And so just from those learning experiences, I'm finding just how beneficial it is to just stop and rest and allow myself those times to do nothing. Because for me, rest has just become this act of trust with myself and the universe. And it's like allowing myself to take a step back from life and my responsibilities without guilt and just allowing myself to be like, okay, this is fine if I stop doing these things for a little bit and take that much needed time away, because it allows me to kind of recharge and kind of become like remotivated or gain that necessary clarity that I need to re-enter those spaces better. So yeah, I don't know. It's been such a journey and a process, but I've been learning to lean into it a little bit more.
Yeah. I think hustle culture is so fucking ingrained in us, especially with Instagram. Because it's just, and really, like, it's kind of the generation our parents came from, but it's just basically, yeah, that you have to, like, grind, and if you're not grinding, you're not working hard enough, and if you're not working hard enough, you're worthless. And so, like, having to build that relationship with rest that, like, is so challenging, it's really hard for people to rest without guilt.
Yeah, because even if you think about like the school system, that's 5 days a week, what is it, like 7-8 hours a day that you're in school. And yeah, there's recess. I'm thinking about elementary, there's like, you know, breaks and whatever, but even then, like what is it, like in elementary it's like 8 classes a day, and then it goes to like 6 or 4 classes a day. But that's like so much information, and we've just been conditioned to always be in that state of consume, consume, work, 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 and it's it's hard to step out of that when you, you know, like when you graduate, it's like, what do I do now?
Well, and then it's like, go to university, get a job. Then you have to hustle at your job.
Yeah.
You have to let your job basically kill you, because if you don't, you're not working hard enough. You don't deserve to be paid better. You know, like, you don't deserve to have a life you love because you're not working hard enough.
Yeah.
But it's like, this idea of working hard enough doesn't even make sense. Like, it's, yeah, by whose standard? Right? Who are you trying to compete with? It's like the 5:30 a.m. club. They're like, the most productive people get up at 5:30 a.m. That's not true. Some people thrive at that time. Some people don't. So you know what's going to happen if you get up at 5:30 a.m. and you don't thrive at that time? You're not going to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this, like, weird cookie cutter thing, or like, if you're an entrepreneur, you got to work 80 hours a week, and if you're not, you're not doing it right. It's like hustle. I hate mm-hmm. hustle culture.
It's like we equate our worth with the amount of stuff we do, so the more we do, the more worthy we are.
Yeah, because if you're not doing, you're lazy.
Yeah,
right? Like, if you're not doing, you're basically a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we're all little perfectionists, and we're like, oh god, someone can't think I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven forbid. Mm-hmm. I better I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's so interesting, because that's kind of one of the things I've learned about my relationship with rest is like, I used to be big hustle culture person
mm-hmm.
and would go all the time. And then I actually got West Nile 4 years ago and my adrenals crashed. Like, I was barely producing any cortisol. I was sleeping 16 to 17 hours a day. I couldn't function legitimately. I was so exhausted all the time. Whenever I would try to go to the gym, because I was working at a gym, and I felt really guilty for not being able to go to the gym, but I would, like, legitimately go in for 10 minutes and just burst into tears, because I would hit a wall so hard that I wasn't even, like, crying because I was upset. My body was just shutting down.
What were you doing that brought you to that point?
It was just it was from West Nile.
But so what brought you to, like, West Nile? Like, what brought that on?
I went for a hike in Revelstoke. And I got bit by a mosquito.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. And I was deathly ill. Like, that's the sickest I've ever been in my life. Mm. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened was, is, like, it just, my body trying to fight it. I was fatigued up until that point. Like, I was definitely tired and going too hard. I was getting really injured in the gym and stuff like that. So I think getting West Nile just didn't help the cause.
Mm.
And then, of course, instead of resting, I just pushed harder.
Mm.
I was like, I tried to push really hard in the gym, even though I was getting really bad headaches. And, like, as a nutritionist, I knew all the signs of, like, I was like, my adrenals are crashing. This isn't good.
Yeah.
And I would legitimately be awake for maybe like 6 to 7 hours a day, if that. And just, I remember driving to the mall, and by the time I got to the mall, I was too tired to go in. I'd have to go home.
Mm.
So, like, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't stop. Like, I was like, harder. Like, instead of being like, oh, I probably should rest.
You think we're invincible.
Yeah. So then, you know, when I finally realized, like, oh, I actually have to step away from everything. I had to step away from the gym. I literally had to sleep constantly. I was going to bed at, like, 7 p.m. And sleeping straight through till... And I'm not a good sleeper. But even then, I was realizing where I was starting to set, like, designated rest days. But then I was realizing that I wasn't actually resting on my rest days. I was cleaning, meal prepping, doing laundry, reading, journaling, going, like, doing all the things. And then I'm like, oh my god, like, I'm resting and I'm not getting any better. And then I had to realize, like, because that's not rest. You spending the day doing chores at your house, that's not resting. You're actively doing something.
So what does rest look like to you?
We're getting there. So, like, it's, like, this weird thing where it's, like, it's so funny. So then I really prioritized rest
mm-hmm.
and, like, let myself binge as much Netflix as I wanted and, like, take naps and go for walks and not go to the gym and do all of that. And I've really prioritized rest. But now rest has become avoidance for me. Mm-hmm. So instead of actually going out and doing things, I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm going to be tired. So I'm going to pick a rest over that. So, like, now I'm in this weird dance of, like, I'm not really resting. I'm avoiding activity. Like, I'm avoiding socializing because I'm an introvert. So it's this like weird thing now where I'm like, is my relationship with rest still rest, or is it actually just avoidance right now? Mm. I'm like, am I actually that tired, or
am I using that as an excuse?
Yeah, that I'm like, oh, I gotta get a good sleep, so I don't, you know what I mean? So it's this really weird thing where now I'm having to re-navigate like what is considered rest for me and what is actually me just avoiding situations that make me a little bit uncomfortable. Mm. So yeah, rest for me is really same thing as you, like stepping away, allowing myself to just have a day of like not doing anything, saying no to events that I don't really want to attend, but I'm feeling obligated to, and knowing that I want to get a good sleep. In the last few months, it's been getting comfortable with being the first to leave and being like, hey, you know what? I want to get home and be in bed by 10:30, so I'm going to go home.
Because you're someone who really prioritizes their sleep, I've noticed.
Yes, yeah. 100% I do. And I never used to.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, because I cry too much if I don't get good sleeps. I'm very emotional if I'm tired.
Yeah.
And my adrenals are very sensitive. So it doesn't take much for them to kind of become dysregulated again. So I'm very cautious of my experiences. Or cautious of prioritizing those things and not getting myself to a stage where I'm, like, towing the line of burnout. Because that's really easy for me to do still. Not because I'm, like, hustle culture, but because, like, I'm that sensitive to bad sleeps. But, yeah, like, honestly, I think the biggest thing for me right now is being, like, okay, I'm going to go to this event, but I'm leaving by 9:30. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of time if we go to the same events, I'll be, like, what time do you want to leave? And I'll be, like, oof, that's too late. I'll drive myself.
We always have to figure that out before. Because we usually, like, drive together to these things. Yeah. But, we have to be like, okay, are you on the same page? Like, I want to leave at midnight. Are you going to leave at midnight with me or no? Because sometimes I like to stay a little bit
later. Totally. And, like, sometimes I'm down to stay late, but most of the time I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. Because I'm finding, and if other people experience this, maybe it's just old age, but it doesn't matter if I don't drink. If I stay up too late, I wake up feeling hungover.
Literally same. I was just talking about this with my friend the other day. Like, I could... Because there's been a few times within the past probably 6 months where I've stayed out to like 4, sometimes 5 in the morning. Okay,
well, and I'm like thinking midnight.
For me, it's like a little bit later because I'm a little bit younger than you. Yeah. So 4 in the morning and not an ounce of alcohol. But the next morning, or I guess 3 hours later when I wake up, it's like I wake up drained and fatigued and dehydrated as if I just drank like a whole bottle of vodka.
Because that's actual exhaustion because you had 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
I've still had 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Okay. And I'm waking up then. And I'm like, I feel hungover. Like there's a bit of a different story there.
Maybe there's an age thing then.
I think it is. Like it's crazy because I'm like, and I don't know also if it's just that I'm so sensitive to people's energies, so that, like, it's just, like, an energy hangover.
You just absorb it all, and it's, like,
ugh. Yeah, because I don't set very good energetic boundaries. But anyways, I've really learning to prioritize sleep, which I think I kind of answered our second question, but I'll ask you it, is what does rest feel like or look like to you, and
how's that shifted? Like, different levels of rest. Right. Like, sometimes, like, if I just want... like a physical rest, I'll either take a nap or like meditate. Like that's kind of my idea of resting. Or if I need like, cause me, I really like to be like mentally stimulated still, but not in like a studying kind of way. Like I'll like read fantasy books. Like that's that's been my favorite way to rest lately. One thing actually I have been doing a lot more regularly is laying on my bed and just staring at the ceiling and sitting in silence for, like, half an hour and just taking space. I recently just read this book called, I think it's, like, How to Make the Beast Beautiful by Sarah Wilson. And it's, like, a book on reframing anxiety. Mm-hmm. And she has this whole chapter dedicated to just, like, taking space and, like, allowing yourself moments throughout your day to just... consume nothing, no music or anything, and just do absolutely nothing, even just for 5 minutes, just so your brain can have space to just be without, like, being, like, engaged in something. And I'm finding that so beneficial, especially because, like, it's been a habit I've been really doing every time I go and work, like, have a shift at work, because I don't know, just, like, taking that space just allows me to, like, kind of have, like, a little, like, mini reset in my day. And because, like, when I wake up in the mornings, I'll immediately do, like, my self-care stuff and then right onto schoolwork and then right onto the next thing, you know? But taking that, like, 15, 30 minutes of just space, it, like, spaces out my day, literally, and allows me to just be. And I don't, it's just, it's so freeing, and it allows me to kind of just have that little, like, reboot in my day, and it's so helpful. Right. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
And I think it's important to note why rest is so important. It's because we're fucking tired.
Yeah.
When you think about, the last 2 years to start, but even prior to that, this, like we said, hustle culture of go, 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 go all the time. You know, we're getting 3 hours sleep and then we're hitting the gym and we're over consuming caffeine and other stimulants just to get us through the day. And, you know, like we're constantly taking in information, because you take in everything all the time, whether you're realizing you are or not, right? Then you have Instagram, you have Facebook, you have you have everything. Mm-hmm. And now we're like addicted to doom scrolling on Instagram, or we're just like constantly looking at all the fucking chaos in the world. And it's like, we're taking in so much. Now you're dealing with trauma. We're all completely depleted our surge capacity. Most of us are constantly in fight or flight. Like we're never getting out of that mode. That's fatiguing, right? Like that is really tiring on the body. Your body's not built to run like that. Our bodies are not built for the world we live in. Whether you want to pretend they are or not, because you're like, well, I'm functioning. Like, when I hear people, they're like, I function on 4 hours of sleep. I'm like, you actually don't function on 4 hours of sleep.
You've just
convinced yourself of that.
Yeah.
And so that's why rest is important, is because we literally don't know how to do it. And it's like one of those things, like every client I've ever had, I've had to push rest on. And they just, because it also, like, it goes back to like when we were talking about habits. If you're constantly tired, do you know what's really hard to build? A new habit. Because it's not just physical exhaustion. We're mentally exhausted. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to get your brain on board to do things. And when you're really tired and not giving yourself this space, it's really easy to self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Whether that's with, you know, overeating, emotional eating, doom scrolling, where you're literally like on your phone and you're like, why am I still on Instagram? And mm-hmm. instead of putting your phone down, you can't. You mm-hmm. just keep going, because that is a freeze response, right? That's you checking out. So it's just incredibly, like, rest is just probably the most important thing. Like for me, if I have less than 6 hours sleep, I'm not going to the gym, because mm-hmm. now it's detrimental to me, mm-hmm. even though it physically feels good, I'm not doing myself any good. So rest is an incredibly important thing. And I realized, like, as we were talking about this, like, that needs to be understood, that the reason we're talking about rest and prioritizing it is because it's like one of the most beneficial and important things we can do for our human bodies,
mm-hmm.
especially right now.
Oh yeah, completely.
We're fucking tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
and you can even see it, like, as a whole, like, there's
mm-hmm.
there's less irrational thought happening, mm-hmm. because we're depleted on so many levels, and our capacity to just, like, listen and be there for each other and, like, just have compassion for each other, it's non-existent right now, because we're all just so tired mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, like, all the things.
I see it at work constantly. When I was working with people, with the public really directly, and having to manage staff and a team so big, oh my god, I saw it every day. Like, people were on a hair trigger. It was crazy to see, and, like, monstrous. Like, people are becoming horrible humans because we have no capacity to adapt anymore, to have compassion. It's just, like, we're so depleted of everything that, like, we are reactive, and it's just wild to watch. Yeah. And so,
and we continue to stay on the hamster wheel just because we're scared to come off of it. Because we're scared.
We don't know how to come off of it. We think that if we come off of it and we rest, our whole life's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Because it might. That's the thing, is, like, coming off and prioritizing rest, shit might fall apart for a while. Because mm-hmm. you also might realize how tired you truly are. And then you're sleeping and doing way more for yourself. Like, way more sleeping than you had originally thought, and you're like, this must not be working. And it's like, no, it is. It's that now that your body, you've tried to create that safe space in your body's like taking advantage of it.
Yeah. It takes time to replenish. It takes, like, a especially if you've been neglecting it for so long, it'll take more than a Sunday afternoon
to reset. It took me almost 2 years to, like, get my adrenals back to, like, a normal functioning place where I didn't have to legitimately prioritize, like, rest and naps and my bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because every time my adrenals would crash, I would get deathly, like, I would get so sick. I would catch everything. So, like, and my body was breaking down, so, like, when you start when you continue to deny rest, it shows up in very physical ways in your body. You're always getting sick. You're getting really injured in the gym, chronic headaches,
mm-hmm.
tons of muscle tension. That's all fatigue, mm-hmm. right? Whether that's mental fatigue, emotional fatigue, actual physical fatigue. That's like your body has really, like, there's a quote that I really like about, I'm going to butcher it. But, like, your body, what starts as a whisper will end in a scream,
mm-hmm.
Which is very much how your body talks to you when it's tired. It starts very subtly, and it will bring you to your knees if it has to.
So what are, like, some of the whispers that your body, because everyone's different, you yeah. know, so what are your, like, particular whispers?
Injuries in the gym.
Yeah.
For sure, I start getting really stupid injuries, and my hips get super tight. And then get really emotional. So, like, irrationally, like, just crying at everything.
Mm.
That's a really big tell for me that I've just kind of got past my capacity. And then if I've really gone past my capacity, I get sick and then I can't get healthy.
Mm.
It takes months for me to get my immune system back on board, which has created a really nice phobia in me of getting sick. But, yeah, so I would definitely say injuries in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then... my emotions kind of just get harder for me to manage.
Mm.
Those are two big tells for me.
Yeah.
Or I can't stop eating chocolate.
Oh, chocolate specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hell of a good dip.
It's two, or.
two specific things are like, I'm a really big emotional eater. So if I'm tired, my emotions go out and then I emotionally eat them. And then I'm like, what's my fucking problem? I don't know why I can't stop eating. And I'm like, and then I, weeks later, I'm like, oh, it's because I'm tired. That's my tells.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. For me, it's like, I'll get like cold symptoms. Mm. Like the first one that comes up is like a runny or a stuffy nose. Like,
yeah.
That's always like my number one tell. Like, oh, like my body is starting to break down a little bit. I gotta put the brakes a little bit. And then I get like anxiety day to day. I'm not really like an anxious person, but then when I start to like feel those anxious feelings starting to come on, I'll start to feel like, just kind of like you said, like the emotions are a little bit less hard to manage, and like just I start to feel like overwhelmed a lot more easier.
Yes.
I get irritated a lot more easily when I'm like tired, because it's like my body has no energy to just to regulate itself emotionally and physically. So it's like things start to kind of like fall apart a little bit, and that's kind of like, I feel like that's a lot of people's tell. It's like the emotions is the big one.
Yeah, but they refuse to see it as a tell.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, those are my little whispers.
It's funny because like the emotions thing is so obvious for me. I remember when I was working at the gym in Okotoks, this amount of times one of my coworkers had to be like, your life's not falling apart, you're just tired, just breathe. Because I would like start crying about something ridiculous in the gym, and she's like, you're just tired. Because I used to have really bad insomnia, which is probably why I am so obsessed with sleep now. But it was always quite funny because it was, everyone knew, like, oh, you're crying, you're tired. What if I was actually upset?
Yeah,
like, ah, you're tired.
That's kind of like with me too, because I'm not like, I don't get like upset easily, but if I'm tired, it's really easy to like to get me upset.
Yeah, it's like your brain just can't rationalize life anymore.
Yeah,
it just, it's too much. It's like you said, it's overwhelming. Like I get the feeling of being overwhelmed when you're tired, because it's almost as this thought of like, I don't have the energy or capacity to deal with this right now,
mm-hmm.
and I have to.
Yeah.
Like, you're being, it's like I have a gun to my head and I have to, which isn't true. Usually you can pump the brakes, but, like, everything feels so big
mm-hmm.
all the time. And that's why it's, like, it feels like everything's worse at night because you're tired, yeah, and then you like yeah. sleep on it and you feel the better the next day yeah. because you're able, your brain isn't so fatigued and it's able to actually work through problems properly, mm-hmm. right? But I find like going to bed solves most of my problems that don't make actual sense, where you're just like, I'm too upset, this doesn't make sense. I go to bed and I can get to sleep, the next morning I'm like, oh, that was a bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
How? Yeah. Why did I do that?
Because I find myself, like, I, yeah, when, like, when I'm well rested and everything, functioning normally, I, in my day-to-day life, I, like, work really hard to control my emotions mm-hmm. and, like, control how others perceive me and whatnot, but when I'm tired, I get tired of trying to control that, yeah. and I have no energy, too, and so it's, like, when I'm tired, I don't give a shit how you perceive me. I'm going to be rude if I'm, like, you know, if, like, I'm going to yeah. be rude if I'm cranky. I'm going to be irritable and I'm going to let you know it because it's, like, I don't have energy to sustain this
yeah.
image that my normal self usually tries that so I've hard created. To maintain. Yeah.
I can't have energy to sustain the image I've created. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. So, like, sometimes I am my most authentic self when I'm just tired because I'm just, like, yeah. I'm so willing to express and show, like, right. my cranky side.
Yeah, we kind of go back to being toddlers, right? Yeah. We're just like, yeah. I need a nap.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I think those are my, I really, those are my tells. What about, like, have you ever, other than getting sick, I guess, is there any, like, big moments where you're like, oh, shit, I really ignored that, like, scream to rest?
Honestly, most of it does have to do with getting really sick.
From getting run down, yeah.
But if I, like, let's say, like, even, like, the last 6 months of last year, I had, like, a really full plate. Like, I was working, tutoring, studying, we were hosting our women's circle,
yeah, and we're in university
and then teaching yoga, like all these things, and I at one point I only had like one free evening in the week and it was just full, and I was like kept going because I loved the productivity and I loved just how like just high functioning it all felt like. I just felt like I was doing something mm-hmm. good with my life just because I had a full schedule. But there came a point where I was just like, someone asked me to do something. I think there was like a new tutoring job and it was like the last free night of my week, and I think I said yes initially just because I was like, yeah, why not, extra money and the night's free anyway, so why not? But then that was kind of like the tipping point, and then that tutoring job fell through, and then just most recently this tutoring job fell through, and now like my whole week and like our women's circle ended and all these things like were kind of like all the doors were closing, and it's like the universe was saying like, if you're not gonna shut these doors yourself, I'm gonna shut them yeah. for you. And it's like, you could look at it as like a loss of opportunity, but for me it's like, okay, I clearly need more time to rest, I need to prioritize a little bit more, and now I've kind of been getting a little bit better at like balancing that work-life stuff, and now I think I have like three free nights a week, which is like a big improvement on that end. So that was kind of like, that's kind of what I noticed, like when yeah. when I ignore the signs to rest, the universe will take action for me, right. Which thank God, but yeah, like yeah.
And that's so crazy because you're like, I have three free nights, and if I have one thing during the weekdays, I'm like, oh my God, when am I gonna rest? I'm like, literally, like, I hate being busy during the week, but like I said, I think it's now become avoidant more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, if I have two things going on during the week, I feel overwhelmed because I'm just like, oh my God, I might not get to bed on time, and like, I can't read my book if I'm out doing stuff, and and I love reading more than I love humans. That's not true, but I love reading. So it's weird. Yeah, it's a weird, I'm in a weird phase right now where I'm trying to balance rest mm-hmm. and activity
mm-hmm.
and actually like getting out there and socializing and living life. Mm-hmm. But it's challenging me because I at the end of the day, like, I am such an introvert as well.
Yeah.
So it is very, like, I would rather spend time with myself.
Yeah.
But that is also super avoidant of me, I'm learning, realizing, so.
And I think people also confuse that just because people are introverts doesn't mean that they're resting.
Oh, yeah,
you know, no. Like, we think, like, I think there's, like, this common misconception that just because you're an introvert means that you're inside, like, doing nothing with yourself,
oh, you know? Oh, yeah, totally. No, I'm always busy in my house doing stuff. Like, it's mm-hmm. how funny how much, like, little rest I can sometimes do because I'm always having to be, like, productive, it mm-hmm. feels like.
Yeah.
But then I don't ever have energy to do the things that, like, would actually be beneficially productive. It's always, like, oh, I have to clean and do my dishes and, like, tidy and, like, and stuff that doesn't really matter. And then you're stuff, like, I don't have the energy to actually put into the things that, like, are of interest or, like, might move the needle forward in other areas in my life. It's this, like, weird balance right now of, like, knowing that I am fatigued because that, like, overwhelm and irritability is coming up, but then also trying to find the balance of, like, rest and putting, again, like I said, socializing, but then also putting energy into the stuff that brings me joy instead of putting energy into, like, making sure that my dishes are always done and my kitchen is clean and, like, because, like, that's productivity in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
When, if there, because there's something to show for it.
Mm.
Which I think is also, is my, like, biggest frustration with the wellness and spiritual world is that it's that hustle culture, but we've also painted it with this, like, pretty picture of self-care. But there's so many self-care tasks that are not actually rest, right? Like, and then it's the productivity. You have to have something to show for it. If I rested, I still need to have something to show for it. Or, like, heaven forbid, there's, like, this thing where if you'd be like, oh, yeah, like, I read an entire book today or I binged this whole series, there's this, like, judgment that comes from it. But even, you know, sometimes that's not even really restful, right? Like, rest is kind of like you said, where you just, like, lie on your bed and, like, give your brain space to do whatever it needs to do.
Yeah.
But the wellness world, it's like, here's some kind of challenge that, like, we're going to kind of pretend is restful and self-care, but it's really a productivity thing because it's another thing you can check off your list mm-hmm. that you've done today. And how many acts do we put on that where we're like, oh, here's all my self-care to, like, I don't get why I'm so tired. I'm doing all this stuff. And you're like, yeah, that's the problem. You're doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just, like, sat down and did nothing?
Just did nothing.
What if you put your phone away for 10 minutes and just that, laid there and gave your brain space to melt?
Yeah. I think just so many people are uncomfortable to do nothing. Like, I know mm-hmm. when I kind of first started doing this practice and, like, sat there and did nothing in that space of silence, I got so uncomfortable and my body would be, like, fidgeting and, like, looking yeah. for, like, some sort of
stimulation,
like, something because to engage with.
Yeah. We don't know how to be with ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We're so terrified to sit and be with ourselves that we'll do anything to not be.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I find with meditation and yoga. It's taken me a long time to be able to do it mm-hmm. because I'm just like, I'm not quite ready to be with myself in that capacity. Thanks. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's it, right? Is if you drop Instagram and you turn off the TV and you put your book down or you leave the dishes or you just turn it all off and you have to sit with yourself,
mm-hmm.
that's fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's actually comical how uncomfortable we are with ourselves. Because I remember there's this one time, this was like a few years ago, and I was with like two of my guy friends. And we did, one afternoon, we did shrooms together. And at one point, they were like, oh, you should guide us through a yoga or meditation. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And so they sat in front of me. And I was like, okay, close your eyes. And they couldn't even close their eyes. Like, they closed them and they couldn't even hold it for like 5 seconds. They're like, this is too weird. This is too uncomfortable. Because they were like, you know, like, when you're on those, like, psychoactives, you're just hyper-aware of, like,
oh yeah,
what's going on internally. And so when you close down your eyes and you reduce that stimulation, you're hyper-aware of everything that's going on the internal. Oh. So, like, for them, it was, like, a hyper, like, active experience of being with themselves. But, like, that just showed me, like, in general, how uncomfortable we are as a collective just being with ourselves, yeah. even just sitting there closing our eyes is, like, it's too much. If that makes yeah. sense. Like, it's not enough. It makes us, like, incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I think that's maybe also why, you know, like, it's this fine line between hustle culture, always being active, always doing something, always in the pursuit of fixing ourselves. Because if we stop and we slow down and we look at ourselves in the mirror or we sit with ourselves, I think a lot of the times we realize that we don't fucking like ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't like who we've been. We don't like where we're putting our energy. And then once you're aware of something, you have to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's too overwhelming for people to kind of deal with. Because, like, when I finally had to start truly prioritizing rest, my whole life kind of had to shift. Everything had to change. All my focuses had to change. It all has to change because you have a lot of space. Because you have to start realizing all the bullshit things mm-hmm. you do in a day or people you put up with who, like, don't, you know, who cost you your peace. And it's hard to, when you kind of realize that there's stuff in your life you don't like, or which is what happens when the stillness comes in,
mm-hmm.
you gotta change it at some point.
Yeah, and I think that can sometimes, oftentimes, fuels the productivity movement of like, oh, I have so much to heal, I have so much to work on, and then it's like, you get almost trapped in the healing race, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's like I said in our first podcast, like, when my therapist is like, what if you stopped trying to fix yourself? And you're like, oh, what a fucking concept. Lord, can you please explain that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, because we're so obsessed with being productive, even when it comes to journaling, meditation, all of these things, we're always in the pursuit of better, which is awesome. It is great to have high standards. But at what point do you realize that, like, you're just chasing perfection mm-hmm. and perfection's not real, or you're just trying to... feel so unworthy of yourself that you just do all this work, never actually letting yourself step into your worth
mm-hmm.
because you have such a deep-rooted belief that you're unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're just constantly finding shit, right? So it's just like you never just let yourself be.
Yeah, and I think eventually people get there. They come to realize, oh, I don't need to keep working on myself. They realize, oh, I'm enough as I am. And it's such a journey to get there, but like, you get there eventually, and then you realize I can take a step back and I can rest and nothing bad is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fall behind. I'm not going to become so stagnant that I'll never come back from it. Like, it's like, you learn to trust yourself and you learn to understand that, like, you don't need to keep hustling for your self-worth.
Yeah. And find the practices that keep you grounded in what feels like your best, most authentic self, which makes you feel the best. Find those practices and don't let them go, but then actively let other things fall to the wayside, right? Like, for me, I can't give up journaling. Mm-hmm. Journaling is a very important way to keep my feet on the ground. But there are other things where, like, I go in and out of phases where I don't stress out about prioritizing the gym. You know what I mean? Because my body just truly needs the rest, and I will always prioritize sleep over to the gym. So I think finding those pieces where you're just like, hey, this is really important to me. I'm going to have to be more flexible on this. I'm going to let my kitchen be messy for a day, and I'm just going to sit on my couch and read a book and know that the world's not falling apart because my dishes aren't done.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's finding those things. What can you sit with? And again, take baby steps. Don't jump off the cliff. You just have to, you know, find what feels nourishing to you. And pick things that aren't overstimulating to the brain. Sitting on Instagram for 3 hours is not resting. I know it feels like it is because it's unproductive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rest, though.
Yeah, your mind's still, like, so engaged in processing everything. And I'll notice, like, in those, like, little bouts of mindless scrolling, and I'll take the phone away, it's like my mind has, like, this release. It's like, oh, my God. Like, as soon as the phone's down, my mind's like, oh, thank God. Like, I can finally, like...
Yeah.
Think for myself, you know?
And yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's a, it's baby steps. But I think for me, like, the resting and resting without guilt is, I don't think there's a magic pill for it. I think you have to ask yourself, A, why do you feel guilty? And then even if it's 10 minutes a day, just like actively, and like, I'm not saying, we all know I'm not saying meditate, but like, put your phone down, turn the TV off, lie down for 10 minutes, close your eyes, read a paper book mm-hmm. so that your eyes aren't being stimulated. Like, lie on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I find lying on the floor so relaxing.
It's so therapeutic.
Yeah. So, like, that's for me, like, I think the guilt thing for everyone is individual. You have to figure out why you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think then from there, just, like, give yourself permission to do 10 minutes, 20 minutes of
nothing.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need a nap, nap, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, take a Sunday to do absolutely nothing and just know the world's not going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. What about you? Any
tips on resting without guilt?
I feel like my number one tip would be for like the type A personalities like myself, schedule rest and commit to it. Like for me, like I plan all of my days, and I will put down space or take space. Like that is my rest period throughout my day. And if you can't like schedule like a whole day for rest, just do like little bouts of, like Robin said, like 10 minutes, 20 minutes in some time in your day to just do nothing. And just, yeah, it helps me to like schedule rest, because I know I see visually that it fits inside my schedule in my day, and that I'll be able to get other things done because they're also in my schedule. And so it's like, for me, it's like,
yeah,
I stick to the schedule. When it's time to rest, I rest, because I know that's my time to let things be. That's
so funny, because, like, I'm type A.
Yeah.
But people always say it for workouts, right, is put it in your schedule. And I'm like, that is hilarious that you guys actually hold yourself to your schedule. Like, if I were to put it in a schedule and then I didn't want to do it, and it's something that I'm holding only myself to,
yeah,
I'm moving it. Like, so when people are like, well, it's in my schedule, I gotta do it, I'm like, what a world.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I stick to my schedule, like, 100% most of the time.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm a loose, like, I very much, I know when my appointments are, I know when I have to leave, I'm on time, like, I'm very scheduled that way, but when it comes to, like, my actual days, I know what I need to get done.
Yeah.
But I'm super not tied to things, I guess. Yeah.
Like, I'm rigid in that way, though.
It's okay, that's fair, because I hear it all the time where people are like, that's one of people's tips, is like, schedule your workout. And I'm like, the fact that you guys don't think you can cancel on yourselves is amazing to me. How did that happen? Because I'm like,
no. I'm just a stickler.
That's so interesting.
But yeah, so if you're rigid minded like that, schedule it. Yeah, it's a good plan. It works.
Because I'm just like, good one. Like, that's so interesting to me. It's funny to know that you are that type of person. Like, I knew you were a scheduled person, but, like, if you put it in there, it's happening.
It's happening, yeah.
Because if I put it in there and it doesn't happen, I'm like, well, that was a pipe dream.
It's funny. Nice. So the past, like, I think 4 weekends, me and my friend have been dedicating our Sundays to watching Harry Potter. Yeah. And literally, the only... I will schedule those days. Like, on my Sunday to-do list, it'll say Harry Potter marathon, and that's my only thing on my to-do list, and I would literally check it off when I came home and it was done. Like, that's just the type of person who I am.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Hi Zach. He just dropped a new song, everyone.
Yeah, Zach, go check Taylor it out.
Apple and Spotify.
Time and place.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to add on rest? Because I think that's it for me. My thing is prioritize it, fam. Get it in there, because our brains are tired, and we're going to, if we ever want to get back to just, like, normal, nice humans, we have a long road of rest ahead of us.
Rest is essential.
Yes.
Yeah.
Legitimately. Like, it's unrealistic if you think you can function on less than 6 hours of sleep. You're lying to yourself. Read a book. That's what I have to say. Get about educated. That. Yeah. No. But, like, seriously, rest is amazing. I like 8 to 10 hours a night. Yeah.
Minimum. Bare minimum. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for being here, as always. We appreciate your support.
Yes.
All the things.
See ya next episode. Hear ya. Talk to ya. Whatever. Bye.